Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not seek a permanent home for you, so that you may be well taken care of? Is not Boaz, with whose servant girls you worked, our close relative? Look, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Wash up, put on some perfume and your best clothes, then head down to the threshing floor, but don't let him see you until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, carefully note the place where he lies down. Then go and uncover his feet, and lay down there, and he will tell you what to do." Ruth responded to her, "I will do everything you have told me to do." So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything that her mother-in-law had directed her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking, and his heart was in good spirits, he went to lie down at the end of the pile of grain. Then she snuck up quietly and uncovered his feet and lay down. In the middle of the night, the man was shocked as he turned over. There, laying at his feet, was a woman. He asked, "Who are you?" She answered, "I am Ruth, your servant. Spread the corner of your garment over me, for you are our family's redeemer." He said, "May you be blessed of the Lord, my daughter, for this latter instance of your loyalty is greater than what you did before, because you have not pursued one of the younger men, whether rich or poor. Now, my daughter, do not be afraid, for I will do all that you ask, for everyone in the town knows that you are a virtuous woman. It is true that I am a family redeemer. However, there is a family redeemer who is more closely related to you than I am. Wait here tonight, and in the morning, if he will marry you as the family redeemer, good for you. Then let him fulfill his role as the family redeemer. If, however, he is not willing to follow his role as the family redeemer, then I will do it, marrying you, I promise, as the Lord lives. Now lie down until morning." So she lay at his feet until morning. Then she got up before anyone could recognize, for he said, "Do not let anyone know that a woman came to the threshing floor." Then he said, "Bring the cloak you are wearing here and hold it out." So she held it out, and he measured 6 measures of barley and put it on her back. Then he went into the town. She came to her mother-in-law, who asked, "How did it go, my daughter?" Then she told her all that the man had done for her. Ruth said, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, for he said, 'Do not go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'" Then Naomi said, "Sit down here, my daughter, until you learn how the matter ends up, for the man will not rest until he has settled the matter today."